The role immigrants play in this country is a huge and sometimes heated topic of debate these days, especially with the upcoming 2020 election and census. Over the next year, we're going to spend some time sharing profiles of immigrants and their families in the San Joaquin Valley. FM 89's Monica Velez brings us this audio postcard of a mother-daughter team of community advocates in the farming town of Lindsay.
Irma Medellin left Mexico in 1988 to find work in the San Joaquin Valley. When she first arrived in Lindsay, she says she kept to herself mostly. She picked olives and apples. She worked as a seamstress and at some restaurants. But it wasn't until she joined the immigrant photography project at a local school a decade later that she started really interacting with her community.
Entonces eso me dio ese trabajo, me dio la oportunidad.
That job gave me the opportunity to see that there's a lot of us here who are just like me, who came with the same expectations of a better life.
The goal of the project was to capture the stories of migrants through photos. And she says for her, it was important to change a narrative she'd often hear.
Mucha gente dice, ay, pues, los inmigrantes vienen a quitarnos los trabajos.
A lot of people say, oh, well, the immigrants come to take our jobs or they're dependent on services like food stamps. But it's not like that. We come here to work hard.
She took black and white photos of families, farm workers, houses, and animals. One thing she noticed right away was that a lot of young people in her community who spoke Spanish as their native language couldn't actually read it or write in it.
So eso me dio a mí, pues no me gustó porque si yo...
So that made me, well, I didn't like it, because for me, I went to school. I can read and write. And if it was hard for me to be here with all the changes, for someone who can't read or write in their own language, that's difficult.
So she started teaching reading and writing classes. Soon people recognized her and told her about other concerns. Medellin says she didn't always know the answers to people's problems, but she tried to figure it out. And she says that's how she became a community organizer. In 2003, she took it a step further and founded El Quinto Sol de America.
Para nosotros lo más importante es, y la meta, el goal es promover la participación.
For us, the most important thing is civic engagement. That's our goal. We work closely with people in the community and in unincorporated areas. More than 15 years ago, these communities were totally invisible.
And Medellin's life work has been to make sure places like Tonyville, Tuleyville, and El Rancho are seen and heard. A typical day for the 55-year-old is just talking to people, asking what they need. With the help of her daughter, Isabel Arroyo Toland, now the executive director of the organization, she has worked with the county to get bus stops, streetlights, and even paved roads.
Our work is really, we facilitate, we provide the leadership, the resource. We are not the experts, we know that. So we partner with the experts.
That's 36-year-old Arroyo Toland. She drives around the unincorporated town surrounding Lindsay in her royal blue Honda.
And whatever the issue is, we try to bring those resources to the community and then facilitate the process and the discussion. See, this is new here, this sign. The speed limit sign is also new. This sign here as well.
Putting in stop signs and population signs may seem like small victories, she says, but they help frame a community, give it relevance.
Because then it makes you visible. It makes you like, oh, that's my community. You know, and people kind of see it like, oh, that's Plainview, or that's Tonyville, that's Tuleyville. That's why these population signs were so important for community members. Mm-hmm.
Back at El Quinto Sol's office in Lindsay, Medellin looks through some of the old pictures she took for the photography project decades ago. She reminisces about how her organizing work got started and why she chose the name El Quinto Sol de America.
El Quinto Sol, tiempo de transformación.
El Quinto Sol is time for transformation, to be human, to be better.
She says the name resonates with her because it's important to transform places, to help each other find solutions instead of feeling alone. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.
If you or a family member immigrated to the U.S. and want to share your story, get in touch. You can email us at talk@kvpr.org.